Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Cammie, please?
This is Cammie.
Hey, Cammie, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Who is this?
My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show.
Okay.
We broadcast out of Seattle.
Okay.
We're calling you because you recently met one of our listeners when you were in town at your friend's bachelorette party.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
James talked to us about the night that he met you. Nothing but great things to say.
That's nice. Okay.
And he said that you guys have been texting a little bit, and he already told you that he wants to come to San Diego and go out with you. You're kind of cold to that idea. You don't like that a whole lot.
Yeah, no.
Okay, is it something that has to do with James? Did James do something wrong?
No, it's just far away, and it just doesn't feel like a really great idea to me. And I told him that already. And
right. If you were in Seattle with James, would you go out with him then?
That's a no. That's a no, Cammie. Cammie, was it just too weird? Like, did he want too much out of a one night, you know, met at a club type of situation?
There's nothing wrong with him. He's really lovely, and I'm flattered, I guess.
Well, Cammie, that hesitation after I said, would you go out with him if you're in Seattle? That's kind of saying no. So, no, you don't want to go out another date with James?
I do. Well, I'm in Seattle right now.
What?
You're in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't live in San Diego. I live in Seattle. I just said that because I sort of panicked and I didn't know what to do, and I felt like it's complicated. And
what do you mean by complicated though?
Why did you tell him that?
I was living in San Diego and I moved up here not that long ago from San Diego. So it's not a complete lie. It's just not a current truth.
It's not a total lie. Okay, so why lie to him though? Instead of just saying no, I don't want to go out with you. I don't want you to have my phone number.
Or yeah. I'm just not interested. Like, it's not that hard to say
because
that.
Because it's not just that I'm not interested. I am interested. I think he's really lovely. If we had met even, like, 2 months ago, I would have said yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
So I have a daughter, and she's 2.
Okay.
And I just recently, the reason I moved back to Seattle is I moved back in with her father.
Oh, my God. Right. I called that
one. Are you guys?
Oh, you're in a relationship and you're in Seattle.
Is that pretty much a recap of it?
You're a different person.
You're getting back with the father of your child.
Yeah, but it's something that I'm doing because I think that it's the best thing for my daughter, and I'm not sure yet if it's actually the best thing for me. And I think that's why that happened in the club that night. I think that I'm.
So you're not officially back with your baby's daddy.
We're trying it out, and we feel like it's nice for our daughter to not have to be shuffled back and forth between two houses, between two cities, so we're trying it.
But you're obviously not completely sold on the idea if you are this hesitant about even admitting that you're back with him.
No, I guess I'm...
Okay. Well, then maybe we can get James to convince you to go out on a date.
This is the most
Because, Cammie... James is actually on the other line right now listening.
Oh, my God.
And heard what you just said.
Hi, Cammie.
Hi.
I'm shocked that you live here.
I know. I just couldn't really deal with the situation very well, and it felt easier to just not be here. Say I was in San Diego.
I'm also pretty surprised to find out that you are in a relationship and have a child.
Yeah, lots of things that you learned today, James.
Obviously, I'm a little thrown for a loop and a little, you know, taken aback, but that doesn't mean that I'm not still totally attracted to Cammie. You know, it doesn't mean I'm not still interested in you.
That's impressive.
I understand. What?
That's impressive, James.
He said attracted, so maybe Cammie is just really
maybe
hot.
She is from San Diego.
Yeah. Cammie, would the father of your baby think that you're cheating on him if he heard any of this?
It would not really be helpful in the time that we're here trying to give this a go. So So, no, this would not be good.
I'm just impressed that James still wants, like, Cammy, no offense, I don't know you at all. From what James tells us, you're a great person. You sound nice mm-hmm. to me. But if I had found out all this stuff about you, I'd been off the phone already, like a long time ago. But James, you still want to go out with Cammy?
You know what? Yeah, I do.
But wow, that's a lot to be dishonest about up front.
Why? Everything she told you wasn't true about who she is.
Look, obviously she has a lot of stuff going on in her personal life, and that's not something she's going to tell me right away. She can't tell me all of that stuff right away.
Yeah,
don't come over to my house because my baby father kind of boyfriend is there.
And baby.
Yeah.
Sure, but I know that she was dishonest with me, but frankly, I'm willing to give her a pass if she'll be honest with me from now on.
Well, I think then I have to honestly tell you I'm not available. I can't right now.
Cammy, what if I pay for it? What if I pay for it?
No, Cammy, you're doing the right thing, Cammy.
Give me a second, please. Let Cammy answer.
Oh, Cammy,
I would love to pay for you to go out on a second date with James or a first date.
Yeah, we didn't really go on a first date.
Yeah, first date. You can tell him all about yourself, who you really are.
The relationship you're in.
Yeah. You can talk about everything. We'll pay for it. Will you go out with James one more time?
No, I can't. It's already gone way beyond what I ever intended for it to be.
Hmm. All right.
If I was in a different season or time in my life, I would absolutely go on a coffee date or a...
So, in the off chance that your current situation doesn't work out and you break up with the father of your kid, you'll go out with James again? You'll keep his number and maybe get a hold of him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll call you guys and then...
Cammy, before you go, I just want to say that I think you're an incredible person and I will wait for you.
You'll...
What?
You're going to wait and see what happens.
I'm going to wait.
How long?
Wow, Cammy, how do you feel about that? He said that he's going to wait and see what happens in your current relationship so that he can possibly go out with you.
I do not think that's a good idea.
Oh, no. Come on.
Well, it's what I'm going to do.
James, right.
We'll see how it works.
Good luck,
but
James.
I believe in it.
Cammy, since you won't go out with James again because you're currently living and trying to get back together with your baby's daddy, can James at least babysit from time to time so he can see you when you guys have a date night or something?